90.5 WKAR in Current State. Welcome back. The exhibit Revisiting Vergès Dahomey, a photographic contrast, is currently on display at the Michigan State University Museum. The show presents a comparison of the images of Pierre Vergès, the French photojournalist who immersed himself in the lives, customs, and beliefs of the people of Dahomey, now Benin, West Africa. Some of the photos he took in the 1950s are displayed side by side with images made in many of the same locations in 2012 by Darcy Green. Dr. Green is an MSU School of Journalism assistant director and associate professor. Pierre Vergès left France at the age of 30 with the freedom to pursue his passions for travel, discovery, and photography. He spent the next 20 years on a multi-continent adventure, taking photographs and selling them to major newspapers and magazines worldwide. Over time, through interactions with people of the African diaspora in South America and the Caribbean, Vergès became deeply interested in West Africa. He was especially drawn to Benin and went there in an attempt to understand the origins of the voodoo cults, which had been exported to Brazil through the slave trade. WKAR's Peter Wharf met with Darcy Green at the MSU Museum last week to look at Green's and Vergès' photos. Green began the gallery walk with background on Vergès' life and work.
From my understanding from reading things that he had written, he loved the authenticity. He loved the rawness, the naturalness of the voodoo religions. And actually, when he went to Benin, he got involved and was brought into the cults. He became an adept, a follower. And because of that, he was able to have access that non-followers are denied.
That was what allowed him to create so many great images, was that he was fully immersed in this religion and so accepted by the people.
Exactly. He was fully accepted and was able to attend the ceremonies and photograph the private sections. On my going back, I was able to photograph some private, but not within a temple. And obviously the public aspects, but not being an adept follower myself, I was limited in what I could do.
I'm speaking with Darcy Green, professor at the School of Journalism at Michigan State University at the College of Communication, Arts, and Sciences. The exhibit is Revisiting Vergès Dahomey, a Photographic Contrast. Well, can you contrast some of these groups of photos that we're going to look at? The work of Vergès in black and white, and then your photographs are in color, in many cases similar people or similar places placed side by side in this exhibit. This man's kind of a religious leader, and here's a photograph of his son right next to him.
This was when I went to Benin. I took a notebook of Vergès' photographs, just photocopies. And with the help of my research assistant, which I had identified previously, a man who lives in Abomey and works with researchers, we went to the compound of a family that's been involved in voodoo religions for years. It's a cult house. And when we got there, we were greeted formally, and we sat around the table, and I pulled out my book, and the young man, or the Gedegbe, started looking through. And then gradually, he looked through some more, and he got more interested. And what he realized was, he said, "I've never seen these photographs. This is my father." Wow.
This man, Roque, told you this, the fellow on the right here.
Yes. Yeah. So the photograph of the father is the father sitting down and in the act of divining. He's in the sunlight. He's wearing a formal paño or a cloth that is dark with white stripes through it, woven stripes. When Roque saw that, he realized that the father was doing his divining right in the compound. And Roque went and got a photograph of his father.
And he's holding it right now in this photo. Yeah.
In the photograph of Roque, he's holding the photograph standing in the same location where his father divined. And if you look closely, although this photograph was not taken by Vergès, the father is wearing the same cloth. Right. when Rock was looking through the photographs, he said, well, this is here, this is here. And I said, really? And he said, yeah, I'll show it to you. These are different icons, symbols. He said, I will show it to you. And then he followed that up by saying, since Verger showed it to my father, I will show it to you. Mm-hmm. So that opened the door. It was the power of the photograph that allowed me to get access to the items at the cult house.
You were able to connect from Verger to you, from the father to the son, through these common things.
Exactly, because what started off to be a very formal exchange became a very personal one, where he picked up the keys to the different cult house locations, and we walked all through the compound.
That's the pairing father and son at Revisiting Verger's Dahomey, currently at the MSU Museum. What should we look at next, Darcy? Oh, this is nice here. This is Temple Wall, where we're looking at sort of a sacred site and then kind of a big change during the time that you visited.
The Verger photograph is a close-up of a wall inside a temple with drawings on it. And they would have been, although it's a black and white photograph, the drawings would have been in with some colored paint. Mm-hmm. And they depict voodoo symbols. When I asked, when I showed the photograph to various people in Abomey, they said, oh, that's the temple of Dumo, but it's in ruins. It doesn't exist anymore. You won't be able to see that wall. And even if it wasn't ruined, you wouldn't be able to go in there because you're not a follower. I said, oh, okay. Well, can we just go see the ruins? They said, sure, you can see the ruins, but there's nothing there. So we went out there, and the priest who met us there said, oh, I think your wall was in this direction. But just due to the orientation of Verger's photograph and the way the light worked, and I said, no, I think the wall I'm looking for should be up at that end. Mm-hmm. And lo and behold, there was a tin roof that was fallen down and bent over the back wall. The closer I got to it and looked underneath, there was the symbols. The wall with the symbols was visible. Over the years, it had been repainted. The figures were in slightly different positions, slightly different angles, but it was exactly the same wall.
And in the photo that you've taken, we see this wall now visible, and there's a guy who's almost invisible behind a wall here, kind of holding up this tin roof. I guess that had covered the wall, but now you can see it because this guy's holding it up.
Exactly. And because it's no longer sacred, I was able to go inside and shoot from the same angle that Verger had.
And on the wall, there's sort of a couple of bulls and then a tree and some other animals. That's in the black and white photo, which is very clear and crisp. And then down below, we're looking at a wall that, as you said, has obviously been repainted, very faded, and in very kind of disrepair.
Exactly.
Peter Ward for Current State on WKAR. I'm speaking with Darcy Green of the College of Communication Arts and Sciences Journalism School at Michigan State University in the exhibit Revisiting Verger's Dahomey, a Photographic Contrast. And, you know, over here when I first glanced at a man here, kind of looking into the camera, some nuts and bolts nearby, maybe some tools not far away. Maybe he's working on this motorcycle behind him. And then a huge and amazing and beautiful tree in the Verger photograph. But then you see tree and carpenter. So that's where these two things sort of come together. Can you tell us the story of these two?
This, again, I went to Benin to find stories. And one of the photographs from Ava May was this wonderful baobab tree. It's right on a main, appears to be a main route. Of course, remember, these are all taken in the late 40s to the late 50s, right. Most likely.
Sure.
And so we said to our sources again, showed them the photograph and said, where's this tree? I really want to go and see what's around that tree today. And they said, that tree's cut down. Really? Yeah. And they said it was cut down in the 80s sometime, 1980s. So I'm a little concerned. I'm losing my story. But they said, but the man who commissioned it is a carpenter who lives near here. Oh, really? Okay, let's go meet him. So we went to his where he was working that day and showed him the photograph, Berger's photograph of the tree. And his tone changed immediately, and he got irritated and angry, and what he said was, I don't want to look at the tree, I don't want to talk about the tree, I commissioned the tree to be cut down, I got permission, I went through the rites and rituals to have this tree cut down, but as soon as it cut down, I've had bad luck and disdain from my neighbors. So trees are looked at as spiritual items. They hold spirits. And as soon as that tree went down, this man got bad luck.
Wow. And it looks like you've sort of captured him at a moment here where he's quite upset about it. He might be telling the story right now. And he looks sort of angry, dismayed.
Yes. And because the story is going on in local language, and although I speak French, I have to wait for my research assistant to get the local story and then reinterpret it to me. That's exactly what was going on. He was angry, he was telling the angry story, and I'm standing there realizing something has changed in his demeanor, and then I got the story afterwards.
It's an amazing photograph, and it's so interesting to hear you tell the story of how the picture of this upset man relates to the picture of this tree from 60 or 70 years ago, could be. Darcy Green in the exhibit Revisiting Verger's Dahomey, a Photographic Contrast, at Michigan State University's Museum through April 27th. Darcy Green with the School of Journalism at the College of Communication Arts and Sciences at Michigan State University. Darcy, thanks again.
Thank you very much, Peter.
For Current State, this is Peter Wharf.